My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Do this first, because Mike McCarthy's on the list, and Jerry's mad, and he's firing radio hosts. Is he going to fire a head coach as well?
No.
He's done it before.
He's done it before. He did it with Wade Phillips. Because we knew that he wanted Red, Jason Garrett to be maker. We knew that. That kind of succession was happening.
There's no succession. Dan Quinn's not there anymore.
He's not going to hire Mike Zimmer to be the head coach.
He's not going to hire Bill Belichick in the middle of the season.
No, he's not going to do that.
Or ever, probably, yeah, but I don't know.
He's not going to do that. This is another thing we do know, that Bill Belichick ain't going to coach the Jets. Because, I mean, I saw a clip this morning.
I was watching the Manning Cast last night. I was like, oh, all right, yeah. Well. Yeah. Burn that bridge.
Yeah, Bill ain't going there.
He was trashing the owner, the team, all of it. I was like, wow, all right.
Yeah, Bill ain't going there. We know that.
You thought he was being rude to the Falcons a couple weeks ago. It was nothing compared to what he said about the Jets last night.
Yeah, so I don't think Mike loses his job. Because in fact, there is no succession on the actual staff right now.
Also, the thing that made Jerry so mad in that interview was when he was asked by those guys if basically he felt like he got it wrong by not making a move in the offseason. If he fires him, then he admits that he got it wrong, like that he should have done something about the coaching staff in the offseason. All right, so who does then? Kevin Stefanski? Because that feels totally unfair.
If he gets fired, he'll be one of the top candidates next year.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, he's the Browns head coach that don't know.
He'd be perfect in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd be perfect in Dallas.
Interesting. Yeah. Doug Peterson's 1-5.
Yeah, Doug, if they lose this weekend, who they play over there this weekend?
The Patriots.
Oh, damn.
Who they are terrible.
They might win that.
No, but that makes it even worse. If they lose to the Patriots,
he can't come back.
Yeah, you just leave him in London.
Yeah, you leave him in London. Yeah, you can't come back.
What do they call those people with the hats that guard the castle?
The guard.
Queen's Guard or something like that?
Yeah.
He's got to go be one of them.
Dude,
he's got to apply to be one of those people.
He can't get back on the plane if they lose to damn Patriots.
Kingsguard. Yeah, Queen's dead. My bad. If you were there, would you try to get one of those people to talk to you?
We've done that.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Did they break?
No. But we know our,
What'd you throw at them?
The biggest thing like you do is you try to stare at them and like see if they'll break character.
Interesting.
The thing about it, I wasn't like some of the mother fools that were like, it's really get to a point where if I'm him, I'm going to kick you in your junk. Because he got people that are doing all the nanny-nanny and all this just real whack-ass stuff. And so, if I'm him, I file for his ass. I don't think he'd get arrested.
I think he'd get fired.
I don't think he'd get fired.
I think the whole thing is they can't break.
I don't believe that. I think that's a myth. Everything else in the world has changed. I bet that ain't changed.
That's true.
I bet he would fire off in somebody.
Everything else is
And changed. You know what? When I say that fire off, that means your ass is on the concrete.
Well, I think he's got a musket. Like, if he wanted to, just
but no, one of those muskets. I ain't going to stab you. I'm going to butt you with the bottom, though.
Oh, yeah. Pistol whip.
Yeah, I'm going to butt you in the head. How you looking like a damn unicorn.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Lock somebody up.
I was just wondering. I've never been over there.
But no, Doug Peterson, if they lose to the Patriots, he can't come back.
Yeah,
on that
fired.
Play.
He's got to stay.
Yeah,
Antonio Pierce in Oakland.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gonna get fired at some
point. Yeah, AP,
now,
it was a nice story, fun at the end of the year, everything like that. AP, there's too much going on.
Yeah,
and it seemed to me it started like it was an appease hire. Let me appease my stars. They want him to be the head coach. Me, I know that maybe he ain't head coach material.
Yeah, and he certainly didn't have like the resume for
no,
it.
Exactly.
But also that's okay. Like, some people have gotten those jobs without the resume.
Right.
If it's a better situation, and maybe you can succeed. That was an unsuccceedable situation
yes.
with the quarterback. Like, they didn't draft a rookie quarterback in the draft, so they didn't have anybody to develop. They went to the season with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, and obviously they have other issues around them, but like, I don't know. That feels unfair as well.
Yeah.
And maybe they do, and they try to reset everything and go on. But I don't know. If you liked him last year, why would you not like him now?
They were playing a lot better last year.
Okay.
They were playing better last year.
Yeah,
They were playing better last year.
All right. Now, I guess we found out who was making business decisions.
Yeah.
Not that we needed any clarification on that, but it was Devontae Adams who was doing that. Brian Daboll?
Yeah. Because I still don't think he signed off on this – on his Daniel Jones contract.
Well, then he's probably not that upset about getting fired then.
Yeah.
Because I think he'll get it. Like, he got the most out of that guy.
Yes.
In that one season where they won a playoff game, he figured out kind of the way to use him. I feel like he gets another head coaching job, too. And then this is the one for me, because they're a good team. It's just a bad situation. I know he brought his kids up there. Everyone's mad at him. Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia. Because remember, he had to replace the whole coaching staff in order to save his job.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get fired.
I just think that he is not the right guy anymore for them. To me, it seems like he's an anchor around that football team. And all the weird stuff that he's been doing lately, I wouldn't be surprised he quit. I wouldn't be surprised.
Just walk away.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm
this
good.
Is a, you know, and it got off to a bad, remember the opening press, first press conference, it was terrible. He was talking about thumb wrestling and all that other crap.
He got
a little
choked up.
You know, they figure it out. They go to the damn Super Bowl, had his magical run. The guys, his coordinators, they all leave.
So now everyone looks at it as being the coordinators who are responsible
and so
for
now
it.
You got a situation where you got to kind of figure it out, hire some new dudes. They stink. Well, is it them or is it you overstepping your bounds? So, yeah, I just don't think – to me, it just seems like that whole thing of him is like, kind of worn out.
Yeah, I think too. I think so, too. They play the Giants, by the way, on Sunday. So, maybe that's the
– Yeah.
The who goes next bowl.
But I'm just saying, like, he just – to me, he seemed like kind of cat that was just, like, at the press conference after they win. You know what, guys? I just don't want to do this no more.
Yeah, enough. Yeah. Enough's enough.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
I'm good. I can't deal with these Philly fans.
Who'd they hire? Who's their OC? Remember Kellen Moore? Is that who they hired?
Yeah, Kellen is in Philly.
Kellen's in charge now.
Dude. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.